In attempting to ground our beliefs, an advantage of the scientific method is that scientifically grounded beliefs are more likely to conform to the facts. Science also is more likely to get close to what a community of inquirers eventually will agree upon as the most sensible position, the one most likely to work. Peirce explains that science establishes a more objective basis for what we believe about reality.
Facts are hard things, which do not consist in my thinking so-and-so, but stand unmoved by whatever you or I or any man or generations of men may opine about them. It is those facts that I want to know, so that I may avoid disappointments and disasters.
Peirce therefore turns to the question of how we might make our beliefs clear enough to be evaluated cooperatively through the scientific method. He notes that a problem-solving method that's open to suggestions must be based on a public criterion of meaning. This is the only way we can prevent futile disagreements and ward off confusion in our cooperative work. To use William James's example of a squirrel bounding around a tree, if one person believes that interpretation number one is true, and another believes that interpretation number two is true, we need some common standard of meaning to compare the two interpretations. Before inquiry can proceed, we need to know if the two interpretations are the same or different, complementary or contradictory, etc. In other words, Peirce believes that we need to avoid analyzing different beliefs in terms of words or definitions or descriptions, all of which can lead to philosophical disputes that seem like verbal squabbles. Peirce proposes pragmatism as a more sound footing.
We need to bring to an end those prolonged disputes of philosophers which no observations of facts could settle, and yet in which each side claims to prove that the other side is in the wrong. Pragmatism maintains that in those cases, the disputants must be at cross purposes. They either attach different meanings to words, or else one side or the other, or both, uses a word without any definite meaning. What is wanted, therefore,